Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning.
What up?
Good morning.
How we doing?
Speaking of eating, what's up? I need a new spot. I need a new spot, man.
Are you feeling better?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
You need a new spot for what? For Valentine's?
What's that?
You need a new spot for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I'm always looking for the.
You're going to be one of those guys asking me to hook you up with a reservation on Valentine's?
No, man. No. Actually, I've known you long time. Yeah. The only person in my relationships to ask you is my wife. With the DM.
That's right. She's like, last year?
Yeah, last year. She's like, I need a sushi spot.
She can reach out to me. That's fine.
Yeah. That's allowed.
How did she feel about the snoring segment? Like, everybody basically coming down on her. Everybody's saying that she just needs to get over it.
By the time her and I were supposed to talk about it at home, I was already in a bad spot.
So well, she didn't... I haven't seen a wife get taken down that... I mean, she was... No, she got taken down by everybody. Even Tiffany piled on.
You piled on.
Her to get over it. You told her to get over it.
No, did I? Kinda. I think that was more bro. Kinda. Let's put it on.
All right, so,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a little agitated. I was agitated on Monday in general, right, just from the weekend and watching the Eagles back in the Super Bowl and just the Super Bowl matchup. And Hawks are struggling, right? Basketball in town's been rough. Football was over. I don't know. But... here's another thing that agitates me. So there's a couple of things in sports talk radio. The all-time most inane thing in the history of sports radio is when an NFL schedule comes out and a bunch of talking heads get on there and go, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that should be a win, that's a loss. That's like, dude, what? We don't know anything about anything. We don't know how seasons play out. We don't know who gets injured. We don't know what teams are better than we are. Here's another inane one. Great hire, terrible hire. Terrible hire, great. Like, we went back.
Are you a wait and see guy? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, because
it, thank you.
Listen, it's fine for conversation. Do you want to take a year? You want to take last year? You want to take 2000? You want to take 2019? 2019. We just decided to go back and look at previous years, right? And I looked at the grades on what was considered great hires. So let's take a year, 6 years ago. Okay,
all right.
7 coaching hires. And then I'll tell you what the USA Today and ESPN.com, whatever, said about it. Cardinals hire Cliff Kingsbury. Browns hire Freddie Kitchens.
Roll Tide.
I forgot about that one.
Broncos hired Vic Fangio. Packers hired Matt LaFleur. Bucks hired Bruce Arians. The Jets hired Adam Gase. The Bengals hired Zach Taylor. And the Dolphins hired Brian Flores. That's 5 years ago, right? So then you go to the articles of, like, grading the hires from 2019. This is, like, the right when the final hire was made. So what was considered maybe the worst tire got a C- of the entire group? You want to take a guess?
Wasn't that after Adam Gase was fired in Miami?
Yeah.
So I would say Adam Gase was probably the worst.
Let me see what his grade is. I'll tell you what was really high on as a bad grade was Matt LaFleur, right? Green Bay, they hire a Titans offensive coordinator, Matt LaFleur, who basically is too young for that position, right? Mm-hmm. In over his head, possibly. Bruce Arians, another one who goes and wins a Super Bowl, right? Now you can give it to Tom Brady, but okay, who had him there? Adam Gase. I'm trying to see what they said about
him. I thought they gave him a good.
No.
Okay.
Adam Gase got a D.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Brian, Zach Taylor of the Bengals gets a C+. He was interim coach with the Dolphins in 2015. My point is, how little press conferences matter. Sometimes how good a coordinator you were based on how good your offense was, right? Like, is Ben Johnson really the best hire, like everybody's saying? So I just looked at everyone's like, best hire by far, look at his offense. I don't know, when you have that collection of talent, great tight end, two stud running backs, one of the best receivers in football, and a guy that's a 70% passer. So I don't know if there's a translation, but is that clearly the best hire, Ben Johnson, over everybody else?
I think it has to be just because of everybody else. It's not so much him, but
so is Aaron Glenn. Because that's the best team. Is that the two best hires?
I mean, I think Pete Carroll is being overlooked as how good of a hire that is. He's phenomenal. He knows how to interject energy, and put that into a building, and players buy into him. All he needs is one position, and he could probably figure that out. I think Aaron Glenn is arguably a better hire than Ben Johnson. What do you know about Ben Johnson other than the things you just said?
Listen, if leaders, first-time coaches, handling different responsibilities, now you're, the guy that sets the tone. I don't care about press conferences. I care about how bright you are and how great a leader, right? How bright are you and how great a leader are you? Last year's was 8 hires. Dave Canales with the Buccaneers. Gerard Mayo with the Patriots. Done. Brian Callahan with the Titans, okay. Antonio Pierce, Raiders, he's done. Jim Harbaugh for the Chargers, they were out early. Dan Quinn, the best hire, clearly, right?
Yeah, far and away.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have said that? Who would have said Dan Quinn, especially in Atlanta? Wow, they made a great move. Mike McDonald with the Seahawks and Raheem Morris with the Falcons.
Well, and I think the Dan Quinn one thing, too, is you're like, well, that might be a good hire, but they're still a mess.
That's 8 new hires last year.
Go back to 21. 21 is a year that really sits with me. Is I remember doing radio shows and hearing Nick Sirianni and Dan Campbell get made fun of in their press conferences, and everyone loved Arthur Smith. And now one of those is going to second Super Bowl in what, three or four years, and the other one has made the playoffs twice in 4 years, including an NFC title game.
Who's the most – you're the longest in the room other than myself. Who's the most impressive coach you've been around in 20 years of doing sports radio in Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
Yeah, any sport. Any coach.
I'll say
Brian Snicker.
I think Snicker's done
you love DQ. You've always talked about DQ.
Well, I love DQ how he – here's the thing I love about DQ is how he was and how good of a coach he was, how he would talk to you away from the microphone. I love the honesty of a guy like Brian Snitker.
Okay, but Brian Snitker's results are unparalleled. No, this is a lifetime minor leaguer, older guy. Nobody in baseball is like, that's a brilliant hire. Brian Snitker has just gone out and won with every combination of players. He's won a world championship. He has the perfect tone for a 162-game season. Who would have thought that Brian Snitker would be this good?
But can I say this? What's the best-run franchise since you've been in this city doing sports talk in Atlanta?
Yeah, obviously the Braves.
It's the Braves. And that's why...
Okay, but...
And I agree with everything.
Maybe they hired the right guy, too.
Well, they also hired the right GM.
Yeah, combination.
Who knows... And you don't want to talk about collaboration, and we make fun of it when the Falcons say it. You don't think Brian Snitker and AA aren't collaborating on the type of player they need and the type of personality they're bringing in?
I agree. Yeah. That's a relationship.
But I think Snicker's a very good call.
Yeah. I mean, nobody would have thought. My point is, back to the wait and see, right? Who would have thought what a brilliant move from Freddie Gonzalez, all right? It was from Freddie he replaced.
Yeah.
And
as the interim.
Listen, he's
the one time the interim
you
worked.
You could argue he has had more success than Bobby Cox. I mean, and Bobby was, you know, had a great run of 14 division titles, but the greatest underachieving in postseason manager maybe ever was Bobby Cox.
Can I ask you a question? I'm going way off the rails here.
Love it when you ask questions.
Bobby Cox and Mike Tomlin, is there a real difference in the two? Because all they do is make the playoffs. They only have one title. One has lost six straight playoff games. I know it's a different sport.
It's almost impossible to have 14 straight trips to the playoffs and be the best team probably five times, and only win one title. That's almost as amazing as winning 14 titles is that you only won one.
Yeah.
And it's like Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Chipper Jones, all Hall of Famers. Throw in Gary Sheffield, Fred McGriff, Ron Gay. Throw in every combination of superstars.
Andrew Jones.
Thank you.
I'm still on the fact that Eric Gregg cost you a 97 chance of the World Series.
Maybe he did, but you know what?
I'll never.
My point
that
is, what do we really know? We'll talk about coaches today a lot, and this new group hired. I mean, I don't know. Just say real quick, best hire out. Who's gonna be the best hire in 3 years of all the new guys that were just hired? Of all the new coaching guys. Who's the guy that's gonna?
I'll go Pete Carroll. You like that?
That was my pick. But.
I don't want to sound like a homer. I'll go Mike Vrabel, though. Situation.
It's a good one.
He's putting himself in a great spot there with a quarterback and a high draft pick and a ton of money. Who would have thought Matt LaFleur is the guy, right?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's all.